It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. I'm glad to be with you again today. Do you see what I brought with me today? Show you. You know what that is? People use that after they've had a bath. It's a towel. Mm-hmm. Where's Mr. Rogers? Peek-a-boo. I'll do it once more and you say it. You say, where's Mr. Rogers, and peek-a-boo, okay? That peek-a-boo game is one of the first games that babies like to play. Do you know another game like peek-a-boo? Somebody hides somewhere and then somebody seeks that person. That means somebody looks for that person. It's called hide and seek. Let's play that. I'll hide and you seek. All right? Now don't come with me. I'll tell you when you can start. All right, now I'm hiding. You start to look for me. That's right. You're getting closer. Mm-hmm. Keep coming closer. Oh, now you've gone too far. I'm not over there, no. As a matter of fact, I'm very close to some things that are swimming. You're right. That's fun, isn't it? I'll try one more place. All right, now don't watch where I'm going. Okay, now you can start to look again. No, not in the other room. No, I'm still in the kitchen. You're getting very close. Very close, but you'll have to come down closer to the floor. You found me. Yep, I was hiding, you were seeking, and you found me. I remember one time when I was a young boy, I was playing hide and seek. I was looking for people who were hiding, and I looked and looked. I thought I looked everywhere. I just couldn't find them. Finally, I started to cry. Yeah. It's really hard when you can't find the people that you're looking for, isn't it? Sometimes you feel like holding your pillow all night long. Sometimes you hug your teddy bear tightly. He's old, but he's still strong. And sometimes you want to snuggle up closely with your own mom and dad. At night, you even need the light sometimes, but that's not bad. Please don't think it's funny when you want an extra kiss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. Please don't think it's funny when you want the ones you miss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. You ever feel that way? I know a little girl who has a towel that she likes to take places with her. When she holds that towel, it helps her to feel more comfortable. Did you ever wonder how towels are made? How people make towels? Well, I have a film to show you about just that. This is a film about people in a factory making towels. Let's just show it on Picture Picture. People making towels in a factory. They usually begin with big bales of cotton. Look at that person driving those big bales of cotton around. Factories are often very big places. And some of those bales are taken and put in bins. And the process begins. Cotton has to be chopped up and cleaned so that it can be used. And that's what these machines do. And this machine fluffs it up, makes it very, very soft. Look at that. Almost looks like a cloud, doesn't it? Then it has to be brushed out into one long, soft, smooth sheet. Wonder how that feels. Maybe like a feather. Look at all of those threads. Beautiful designs, aren't they? They're getting all wound up on those spindles. Those threads made from that cotton. Made from those bales of cotton. This is the weaving room. This is where the weaving machines weave the threads back and forth that make the towel material. See the weaving machine? All those little threads getting woven together to one piece of material. One long piece of material. Look at that. And that material is sent to a place that dyes it a certain color. Today, the color is yellow. Making yellow towels today in this factory. And this machine cuts that long piece of material into just the right size for towels, the kind that we use. This person is going to sew up the sides of the towels so they won't unravel. She knows just exactly where to sew them and how to do it. And all those people are making all of those towels. This person's inspecting the towels to see that the machines and the people did their jobs just right. Almost finished now. So all they have to do is to put them in packages to keep them clean. And then the packages will probably be put into boxes, and the boxes sent to the stores so people can buy them. Towels. And to think a towel like this starts with little bits of fuzzy cotton. Isn't that fascinating to think how a towel is made?
They're different kinds of towels, you know. I think I have one in here that's different from this. Yeah. That's called a dish towel. You know why it might be called a dish towel? Because people sometimes use it to dry dishes. Yeah. See, I can go peekaboo with that one too. And it doesn't matter which one I get behind. I'm still the same person. Let's try this one with the trolley, all right? Hey, trolley. Trolley, we're playing peekaboo today. Yep. Where's trolley? Peekaboo. Right. See, it'll still be the same trolley even behind this one. See that? This one's so big, I might be able to get the whole way behind here. Can you see any of me? Any? Okay, let's make believe that our friends in the neighborhood of make believe receive some very interesting news. Now, what will it be about? What do you think the news should be about? Maybe some towels and games. All right? Neighborhood of make believe trolley.
Doesn't have any hair.
Oh, I know. I was just making fun.
That was a good swim, wasn't it?
Oh, yes. I liked it. And you're swimming better and better all the time.
Daddy thinks I should swim 2 miles.
Well, someday you might. But we all have to start small before we can get bigger.
I'll try to remember that.
Oh, there comes your father now.
Lady Evelyn and Prince Tuesday, I presume.
Correct as usual, Daddy. Uncle Friday.
How much swimming did you do today?
Oh, a lot of fun, Uncle Friday.
I mean, how far did you swim? How many miles?
Not any miles, Daddy.
But that's what swimming's for. Miles and miles and miles.
Well, not when you're just swimming for fun. As a matter of fact, we made up a new game in the water. Wasn't it fun, Tuesday?
Yes. Betty and I would go under the water, and then one of us would look to the other one, and then...
I'm not interested in games. I'm interested in miles. Perhaps you both will learn to swim miles very soon.
Well, we can.
Yes, of course you can. Oh, comes a visitor.
Looks like I've come to the right place.
Mr. Whom, I presume?
Struthers, Your Majesty. From Struthers Racing Towel Company.
Mr. Struthers, may I present my niece, Lady Evelyn, and my son, Prince Tuesday.
How do you do?
You may now explain racing towels.
Well, it might be easier to show you. Show you a racing towel. Yes, right here. Get ready. Get set. Go. And they race for miles and miles and miles.
That's what I like to hear, miles and miles.
Then you might like to hear of the honor in which this neighborhood is about to receive.
You may tell us, Mr. Struthers.
Well, you'll receive an official letter later. That was fun, wasn't it? Letter later?
Yeah. Letter later.
Letter later.
Letter later.
Letter later.
You may proceed.
All right. Like to make up games with words, but the letter you will receive will inform you that this neighborhood has been chosen as the site for this year's Make-Believe Olympic Games.
Oh, that sounds very impressive.
What does it mean?
Well, it means that the Olympic tile race, as well as all other make-believe Olympic events, will be held here, right here in your own neighborhood.
We accept the honor. Now, how do we prepare?
Well, I have a list of things that need to be done, as well as a list of people that we will need to help.
Is there a timekeeper?
Ooh, an important position, the timekeeper.
Yes, I would imagine that you would welcome a royal timekeeper for such an occasion.
Would you like to be the royal timekeeper for the make-believe Olympic Games, Your Majesty?
I would consider that as soon as the official invitation arrives.
Very good. And what would you two like to do?
I'd like to watch it first.
Well, we need people to do that.
And I'd like to dry people's hair.
Oh, that could be very helpful. Incidentally, is that a racing towel?
I don't know. Are you a racing towel?
They don't usually know until they try. May I?
Of course.
Let's see. Are you a racing towel? Now overcome the gravitational pull and move forward. That's it! Now faster! Now come back.
One would have never considered.
Racing towel.
I never knew it.
Well, most people never think to ask.
That's for sure.
I'm going to go and tell Anna and Daniel about this.
Oh, would you ask them if I could have their permission to hold the make-believe Olympic Games here in the neighborhood?
I'm sure they'd be glad to have them here.
But everybody must be asked personally.
Okay.
Bye,
everybody.
Let's see. Is there a queen at this castle?
There is.
Well, I must ask her permission.
She will say yes.
Well, I must hear her yes myself.
You have very strict rules.
All the best games do.
I shall fetch Queen Sarah.
Oh, did someone mention my name?
Oh, yes, dear. Mr. Struthers would like your permission.
Permission for what, Mr. Struthers?
Permission to have the make-believe Olympic Games here in this neighborhood.
Will the games hurt anyone?
Oh, they're not meant to.
Very well. You have my permission. Do they have your permission Friday?
Yes. I will be the timekeeper.
Mm. Oh, you'll be so good at that, dear.
Aunt Sarah, do you have a racing towel?
Not that I know of. Why do you ask?
It has to do with the games.
Oh, that sounds fascinating. Well, I'm sorry I must absent myself. I'm meeting with the delegation on space. I'm glad to see you, Mr. Struthers.
Glad to see you too, Queen Sarah.
Farewell, dear.
Enjoy your space, dear.
Thank you.
Farewell.
Let's see. The king, queen, prince, and the lady have all said yes. Is there an owl and a pussycat?
Oh, yes, that's X the owl and Henrietta Pussycat.
Right, well, I must get their permission, too. And someone named Elaine Fairchild?
Lady Aberlin, I suggest that you help Mr. Struthers with his permission assignment. We want to get on with these games.
I'd be glad to, Uncle Friday.
Farewell to you both.
Farewell, Uncle.
Friday.
I suggest that we ask X and Henrietta first. Then we can talk to Lady Elaine.
Okay.
Meow, Lady Meow.
Henrietta Pussycat. Yeah. I'd like you to meet Mr. Struthers.
Meow, Mr. Struthers.
Hello, Henrietta.
Hi, hi, everybody. I just heard we were going to have some games around here.
Right you are, X. This is Mr. Struthers. He's the man who's come to ask us whether we'd like to have the games here in make-believe.
Well, I do. I know that. I love games, all kinds of games.
Well, we'd just like to get permission to hold the make-believe Olympic Games here sometime in the next few days.
Meow, meow, run. Meow, fly. Meow, pole vault. Meow, what meow, meow do?
All sorts of things, Henrietta.
Meow, meow, fun?
We think so.
Meow, say yes.
Good.
And I do, too.
Great. Well, we'll let you know as soon as the official invitation comes.
Yeah. You still have to ask Lady Elaine Fairchild.
Oh, good luck to you.
Thanks. We'll see you too soon.
Bye-bye.
Meow, meow.
Goodbye, then.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Prince Tuesday.
Tuesday, I didn't expect to see you here.
Daniel said it was just fine with him,
so long as there were no wild animals.
Oh, there won't be.
And Anna said she'd be glad to help. And her mom and dad said they would, too.
Wonderful.
With the platypuses.
And I asked Uncle Corny, and he's glad to furnish the rocking chairs for the occasion.
What about Lady Elaine?
I didn't ask her. You'll have to do that. But I have to go now.
Just a moment, Tuesday. You just dry your hair right back here.
Oh, thanks, Betty.
You've been a big help already, Prince Tuesday.
Oh, I'm glad to. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We'll just ring this bell right here.
Hello, dears. I know all about it.
You know all about the Olympic Games?
Yes, and I'm glad you came to ask me. I'm all for it.
Good.
On one condition.
What's that?
That I get to win.
Win the make-believe Olympic Games?
You've got it, Buster.
But there are a lot of winners.
And there are a lot of losers, and I don't want to be a loser.
But Lady Elaine, it's not a game if you know that you're going to win.
I don't care. One thing sure, I'll say yes if you'll say I'll win.
Oh, honestly, Lady Elaine. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's it.
Speedy delivery. Oh. Hello, everybody.
Hello. Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Hello. This is a delivery for Fred Struthers and the inhabitants of the neighborhood of Make-Believe.
Well, I'm Fred Struthers.
And I'm an inhabitant.
Well, let's open it up. Lady Eberlin, would you like to read it?
There you go.
Oh, certainly.
I'll take one of those.
Thanks, Mr. McFeely. Oh.
Oh.
The National Committee for the Make-Believe Olympic Games hereby invites the neighborhood of Make-Believe, east of Westwood and south of someplace else, to be the official territory for this season's Make-Believe Olympic Games. RSVP.
What's RSVP mean?
Oh, it means that everyone's supposed to answer.
Well, you all know my conditions. See ya.
Lady Elaine having conditions again? Well,
yes.
You'll find a way.
Maybe we'd better talk this over with the king and queen.
Well, I'll walk to the castle with you.
Some people just feel they have to win all the time. I guess
so.
Well, I have some more deliveries. Here's the envelope. See you around the neighborhood. Bye,
thanks,
everybody.
Mr. McFeely. Hi, Trolley. Get ready for lots of activity around here.
It was fun to see those towels fly. Just try something here. It's just in make-believe that towels fly. Yeah, but of course we can make them. We can pretend right here to do that. Yeah. Why do you think that Lady Elaine has to know that she's going to win before she ever starts something? Maybe she's afraid that people won't love her if she's a loser. I wonder if she's ever thought about the people who are the best losers in a game. Being the best loser takes talent just as being the best winner does. It's true. Sometimes people like the one who's last. Have you ever noticed a little toddler coming behind bigger children? Bigger children are running along like this, and the little toddler's just coming there, kind of slowly, but still going behind them. And the people are just clapping and clapping for the little toddler at the end of the line. Yeah. Yeah. Whether you're first or middle or last, what's important is that you're you. And people can like you just the way you are. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your towels, they're just beside you, but it's you I like, every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you I like. You ever able to tell that to somebody? Say, it's you I like. Not all the outside stuff about you. The inside stuff is what I really like. That was interesting, wasn't it? Well, all that kind of talk gives me a good feeling. Think about things like that. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. I've enjoyed being with you today. You always make it a special day. You know how? By just your being you. Only one person in the whole world like you. I'll be back next time. Bye.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.